The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Mass death from the vaccine continues to happen, but it's brushed off. It's brushed off, even though vaccine deaths have not stopped. They are still going extremely strong. Excess death continues to happen, proving that it's the vaccine. That's how we know, by the excess death. And people in age categories that should not be dying are dying at extreme amounts, percentage-wise, compared to before the vaccine ever came out. And it has not stopped since the vaccine came out. It has not stopped. The jab is not slowing down. It might feel that way to some people because they're used to it now. They're used to people dying suddenly and famous people and athletes dropping, and I think they're getting used to it, but it's more than that. It's because the vaccine damages people in so many different areas. It's so widespread that it's easy to brush off because you can say, well, those things happen. The vaccine, A, destroys your immune system, making it easier for a sickness to kill you. It can give you myocarditis, the scarring of the heart. It can give you blood clotting. And so you can have heart attacks, of course. You also can just die suddenly from aneurysms. Blood clots move up to the brain. Boom! And you can just die instantly. And because, yes, those things could happen and did happen before the vaccine, people did get blood clots and stuff, but not at these percentages, and especially not in the younger age groups. Nothing can explain that as soon as the vaccine rolled out, all these younger age groups are now having these things happen to them at percentages that have never been seen before in the history of the world. And it will become the new normal because apparently the vaccine, we don't know how long it affects people's bodies. Now, some of you are saying you're just trying to scaremonger. You've been pushing this for so long and you're just trying to get people afraid. No, I don't want you afraid. And in fact, worrying about it, I know there's people that have been vaccinated because they felt forced to get the vaccine that watch me. You felt forced, you went to save your job, or whatever the reason is, or you just didn't know at the time, and you got vaccinated, and you wouldn't get another vaccine, but you're worried, and then you see my show, and my show doesn't make you feel good. I know that, but I'm not trying to worry you. What's worrying going to do? That ain't going to help you. I'm just trying to inform you this is what's going on. I'm hoping that God has flushed it out of your system, or you got a super weak dose that did not harm you and that you're 100% healthy. Hopefully that's the case. If I was vaccinated, I would assume I'm not 100% healthy, even though I feel like I am. That would be my assumption. And I think that's the safer assumption. Well, what do you do about it? Well, you could get a D-dimer test, see if you have the micro blood clotting. You can ask for that. There's things you can do. You can do some of those programs that say that they can get the spike protein to detox from your body. Maybe it's stopped on its own by now, but we don't know. It's an experimental vaccine. We still don't know. We don't know how long this will go on for. If your immune system's been damaged, will it ever restore itself or will it be permanently damaged the way it is? Well, if you get myocarditis and you don't know it, that is permanent. It's never going to restore itself. It's never going to get better. It will never be 100% ever again. Your heart will be permanently damaged, and the older you get, the worse it will be. The longer you have myocarditis, the worse it could be. And again, I'm not scaremongering you. I'm just giving you information. What can you do then? Instead of worrying about it, I would say this is the best thing you should do. If you got the vaccine, you're worried about something happening to you, well, then get right with God. Take that worry away. Confess your sins and ask Jesus into your heart and get saved so that death isn't a punishment. Death is a major punishment to anyone who does not have Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible even says, for the wages of sin is death. Because you have sinned in your life, your punishment is death. And there's a second death that the Bible talks about, and that would be your permanent death, your permanent separation from God. If you have Jesus, that punishment, the death that people fear, actually reverses. And instead of it being a punishment, it can become a reward. As amazing as that is, that's why it's so wonderful that Jesus could do that, that he would die for you and would offer you it as a free gift, eternal life as a free gift. But you have to repent. So if you're worried, maybe God allowed you to get the vaccine because it was the only way to put you into the mindset of, oh my gosh, I need Jesus. And without you getting vaccinated and then learning the truth about the vaccine, if that didn't happen to you, you might not ever have come to that mindset of, oh my gosh, I better get right with God. I really have to contemplate that I could die suddenly. You should contemplate, not out of fear. Live your life as if you're healthy. Don't walk around in fear. God doesn't want you walking around. You can't do anything about it. Your days will be what God has set them to be no matter what. The point here is, if you're really, really worried, what you're worried about is dying. And if you're worried about dying, take the sting of death away by accepting Jesus Christ. Now, you see, there's the hope. I had to give you that because this is going to scare people who are vaccinated, because this is continuing to happen. And I know you'll be scared if you've been vaccinated, but you do need to know this information. So first, I'm going to give you an article. mRNA injury series, minor surgeries turn deadly from COVID-19 mRNA vaccinated. Why would minor surgeries become deadly? Because if you're suffering from micro blood clotting or just normal, whatever kind of blood clotting, you're suffering from blood clotting due to the vaccine, which we do know causes blood clotting. It doesn't get talked about as much as myocarditis for some reason. But we do know it causes blood clotting. You get a surgery, and if you're already having blood clots, that's super dangerous, even if it's a minor surgery. That's why. Now, I'm going to give you, they give you 16 examples of just recent examples of minor surgeries, minor things happening, and yet these people end up dead. I'm going to give you 10 because it takes too long to go through all 16. You'll get the gist. You'll understand it. Take a listen to this article. And if you want the visuals, go to thenewamerican.com. Thenewamerican.com. Go to the video section and find the Ben Armstrong Show. Otherwise, take a listen.
mRNA injury series. Minor surgeries turn deadly for the COVID-19 mRNA vaccinated. 16 tragic stories of sudden or unexpected deaths after minor surgeries, blood clots, cardiac arrests. By Dr. William Mockies. April 20, 2023, 34-year-old Kim Kardashian lookalike model Christina Ashton Gurkhani died from cardiac arrest right after a minor cosmetic surgery, silicone implants into her buttocks. August 26, 2023, 34-year-old Suellen Pamela de Moura from the city of Ribeirão Preto, Brazil, died of blood clots, pulmonary embolism, 3 days after she went through a tummy tucking procedure on Wednesday, August 23. August 9, 2023, Etobicoke on, 28-year-old Riley Connor died suddenly after unexpected heart surgery complications. August 4, 2023, Franklin, North Carolina, Ben Ledford had surgery to repair a disc in his back. The surgery was successful, but he did not wake upon removal of anesthesia. July 28, 2023, Espoo, Finland, 49-year-old Timo Hirvonen, Finnish professional hockey player, died suddenly July 28, 2023 from complications of surgery for cancer. July 19, 2023, Peabody, Massachusetts, 40-year-old police officer Henry Breckenridge died suddenly on July 19, 2023 from complications that arose from a non-emergency surgery. June 30, 2023, New Zealand motorbike racer 28-year-old Damon Rees died suddenly on June 30, 2023 after battling a sudden medical condition. He had surgery but was doing well the day before he died suddenly. May 31, 2023, 32-year-old social media star Jacqueline Smith, aka Jackie O, died suddenly on May 31, 2023. She was found unresponsive in Miami hotel room on evening of May 31, 2023 after having cosmetic surgery. May 21, 2023, Brisbane, Australia, 26-year-old Danny Ducatel died suddenly in front of her family while playing cards after dinner on May 21, 2023. Doctors believe a blood clot from a recent operation on her leg traveled to her lung, causing a pulmonary embolism. April 1, 2023, UK, 28-year-old Shannon Bow died during an operation to insert a band which reduces the size of the stomach. A surgery she did in Turkey on April 1, 2023.
Folks, it keeps going. If you want to see the rest, you'll have to take a look at that article yourself. I'm sure you get the gist, and I can't confirm if every single one of those is because of the vaccine, or I can't even confirm if all of them are vaccinated. I don't know if Dr. Mackis confirms that they're all vaccinated people before he puts them in the report or not. I don't know. The overall point is there's an excess of this stuff happening to people at younger ages, and because there's an excess, we can clearly assume it's the vaccine, because that's the only thing that has changed in the world that could cause something like that. So when you see these things happening over and over, even if there has to be some, that maybe it's a coincidence because people do have these things happen to them, but they are extremely rare. The fact that they're not as rare as they used to be, the fact that they are off the charts percentage-wise since the vaccine, in massive increase, depending on how you look at it, sometimes it's hundreds of percents of increase, thousands, sometimes it's like a 10,000% increase in certain areas, depending on what you're looking at, ridiculous amounts of increase, and it's all since the vaccine rolled out. So that's how I can present those things and say, look, even if I don't know 100%, if every single one of those people, we should be at the point, and everyone should be, that you should assume first it's the vaccine until proven otherwise. Especially when it's blood clotting or an aneurysm or anything that we know is a popular reason for sudden death from the vaccine. These people just die in their hotel room. You should be looking at the vaccine first and then see if you can rule it out. Oh, it's not the vaccine because this person had heart problems before they ever even got vaccinated. And they have a history, or there's a family history, and they knew there was a family history of whatever. And so we can kind of say, it's probably the family history thing more than it would be anything to do with an outside thing. That would be fine with me. But I still would come at it, even if you had a family history, first look at the vaccine as the cause. First thing you should ask when someone dies suddenly is, were they vaccinated? That's the first thing a doctor should ask. That's the first thing morticians should look at. It's the first thing, and it's the last thing that they do, because they know what the answer is going to be most of the time. Most of the time, the answer is going to be, it was the vaccine. And some of the time, it's going to be, it wasn't the vaccine. And they know that. They know that, and that's why. Take a look at this. Telling you, the vaccine is still killing people. In some cases, at higher percentages than even within the first year. Here's an example, the expose. Take a listen to this headline from the expose.
9 in every 10 COVID deaths over the last year have been among the fully/triple vaccinated. By the expose. Official figures published by the UK government reveal the fully / triple vaccinated population have accounted for over 9 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths in England over the past year, 91% of all COVID-19 deaths since the beginning of 2022, and 94% of all COVID-19 deaths since the beginning of April 2022.
Since the beginning of April, it's 94%. Of people that they are labeling as COVID deaths in England are the fully vaccinated or triple vaccinated. That is unbelievable that it's that high. I can't believe it's that high, and I know the vaccine is the cause, and that still seems unbelievable. But it's the truth. You see, excess death numbers, you can't hide that. These type of numbers don't lie. The media lies. These numbers tell you we've been telling you the truth the whole time. How about this? This is a sad situation. Vigilant News. Children's hearts are being destroyed by mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, and their heart transplants aren't going well. This is horrible because this mother, I'm going to play you, posts her own video, and she clearly does not, from my conclusion, from watching it, I don't think she even remotely thinks the vaccine is the cause. Yet, from everything that she explains, the very first thing a doctor should assume, especially from so many other cases of vaccine injuries, this young man seems to be 100% vaccine injured. That would be my conclusion. I think that would be a lot of doctors' conclusions that don't hide that the vaccine injures people. But she's in, I think, Korea. They were visiting. And so, but the doctors there, they're not, it doesn't sound like they're telling her that the vaccine would have anything to do with it. But if you listen to what she explains, that's the first thing we all would conclude. I feel so bad for her. I almost think, it might be better for her to be naive. That's the thing. When people brush it off, then they don't get angry at the right people, though. She should be enraged with Dr. Fauci, enraged with the CDC and the government lying about the dangers of the vaccine, enraged with Pfizer and Moderna. And instead, it appears to me she just thinks she's unlucky. Her son is unlucky. Take a listen.
Hello, I wanted to provide an update on my son's condition. He is still on life support, but he had a surgery a few days ago where they removed the ECMO device from going in through his legs, and they connected the device directly into his heart. They said that when they opened up his heart, it wasn't moving. So it just confirms that he is very likely to need a heart transplant. Just as a backstory, Cash was very healthy up until 2.5 weeks ago. Healthy. Never. We don't have history of heart disease or heart illnesses in our family, except for on my husband's mother's side, some heart attacks, but not until they were older. But he hasn't had the coronavirus, despite other members of his family getting it, and he's been vaccinated. So the official diagnosis is acute myocarditis. And the way it was explained to me as to how this could have happened is myocarditis could just be asymptomatic and your organs can just hang on and hang on as if nothing's wrong. And then it just falls off a cliff. And that's what happened here. Because
you see how they're not telling her that there's something that could cause the myocarditis, and that's the vaccine, which they know for a fact. When she mentions the vaccine, I just want you to understand, I can tell in the context, she's mentioning it in a positive. What she's saying is, at least this is the way it comes across to me, he hasn't had COVID and he's vaccinated. When she's mentioned, she's acting like the vaccine, plus he's safe from COVID. Couldn't have been COVID because he's been vaccinated. So he's safe from that. She's not even remotely thinking the vaccine is the cause. Clearly, she doesn't know that the vaccine causes myocarditis because she couldn't pronounce myocarditis. So she has not heard of myocarditis, which tells me she has not watched anything on how the vaccine gets people with myocarditis. Because if she did, we talk about my, I understand the first time I came across myocarditis, it was hard for me to mention it. But I'm saying this is years and years later. She seems completely unaware that that is a side effect of the vaccine, especially for younger boys, if they're vaccinated, because they're not supposed to be vaccinated, because there's no danger to them. And she seems like she doesn't know that. I hope she does, because it's better to know the truth. I feel so bad because a lot of these people, they are suffering purely from not having proper information and believing liberal propaganda media. And they're suffering. They personally suffer tremendously for believing liberalism, or at least the liberal media. Here is something else, a video, part of that article, talking about somebody else. Take a listen.
Marcus, who is now 18 years old, had to receive a heart transplant this January. However, despite the successful surgery, he was right back in the hospital in February as he had developed blood clots in his lungs and groin area. So the question arises, how does this happen? How do you have a fit, strong, award-winning high school athlete who appears to go from peak health to the need for a new heart and massive blood clots? Well, according to his family, the only thing of note that they can think of was that he received his Pfizer shot prior to his discovered cardiovascular-based health crisis. Now, this is interesting as there is a category of known risks associated with the mRNA vaccine called myocarditis, which...
Yes, and I'm running out of time. You get the point. This shows that the family is aware that the vaccine could be the cause in that story. And don't forget that Dr. Fauci even admitted that myocarditis is a massive side effect. Of course, he doesn't use those terms, but the very fact that he was forced to admit it finally is amazing enough. Take a listen.
Again, we have experience with this type of vaccine in billions of people. It's a safe vaccine. Of course, with the mRNA, there's a very, very, very low risk, particularly in young men, of getting a myocarditis. But if you look at the risk of myocarditis from COVID itself is greater than the risk of the vaccine.
He can't even tell the truth. When telling the truth, he's admitting the myocarditis and then he lies and says, well, there's a greater risk for COVID. There's zero risk for a young man. Zero risk of dying or anything major happening when contracting COVID. The survival rate is basically 100%. So it's a flat-out lie, but he has to lie. What else is he supposed to do? Remember, I did a show, the CDC, this was the headline, CDC cover-up exposed. CDC hid hundreds of hospital reports showing vax is causing myocarditis. People like Dr. Fauci have been lying the whole time and hiding the truth. But you know this. Get right with God. If you're worried, if you've been scared because you're vaccinated, get right with Jesus. Take your fear away. Ensure your salvation. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.